Welcome to Oversharing with the Overbees. I'm Joe.
And I'm Matt.
And each week you can tune in to hear us respond to your voicemails, go in depth on our lives as content creators, and hopefully leave you feeling even better than we found you.
With that being said, let's get to oversharing.
Well, we're about a minute into recording the podcast today, and what I'm learning is Matt, once he learns things, he likes it to stay exactly
Never
that
relearn
way.
It.
And you know what's funny about that?
What?
You're the one that harassed me into getting a new computer.
What? What harassed you? I thought you wanted a new computer for years.
No, I didn't want a new computer.
That's not true. I feel like you badly wanted a new computer.
Never once said it. Nope.
Why would I care what computer you had?
Oh, sir.
Re-enlighten me. I've forgotten this.
Why do I have an Apple Watch?
Oh, that was just because I wanted one.
Uh-huh. Why do I have lights that I can't turn on?
You didn't. That had nothing to do with you.
Mm-hmm. It rarely does.
The computer thing, I had no say. You just kept talking about how slow your computer was.
Yeah, but I didn't. Okay. Anyway, Matt.
How often would you talk about how slow your computer was? Every time you used it.
That's not true.
Every other time you used it.
That's also not true.
Every third time you used it?
Definitely not.
Okay, I don't know what you want to see here from me, because you would talk about how slow your computer was every time you used it.
I think that's just what you heard.
From your mouth?
No,
yeah.
I don't think so.
What was I hearing?
I think actually that it bothered you how slow my computer was.
No, I didn't use your computer. Your computer didn't affect me. The only thing I even use your computer for now is to record the podcast so that we both use GarageBand.
I think Matt just wanted my old computer.
I didn't.
I still love my old computer.
I refurbished the screen on your old computer because it had that weird screen film.
I miss her.
You can have her back.
Yeah, she's slow. My new computer.
Okay, yep. Mm-hmm. I rest my case.
My new computer is almost full.
Okay, yeah, well, we have storage solutions being built in place for that.
You guys, I'm already crying. So to set the scene, there's no video this week because we're traveling and we thought we were going to have a chance to record before we left and we did not.
Nope.
You know, we're still, as we say every week, adjusting to having two children under the age of two.
Poorly.
Poorly adjusting. Anyway, so we brought the mic with us because we couldn't not have Oversharing Wednesday.
Yeah. And yeah, we actually brought both microphones with us, but we didn't bring two computers and we didn't. Yeah,
it's a whole thing.
So if this sounds bad this week, it is what it is.
It's going to sound great.
But if it sounds bad, it's because we're using a quarter of our already.
Okay, set the scene. We are both laying. We're laying on our tummies on a king-size bed.
Imagine sleepover in, like, sixth grade. You just up late at night chatting with your friends.
Yeah.
That's how we're recording the podcast
this week.
And
honestly, from the fit of giggles I've already had, I feel like I'm at a slumber party. You know,
yeah.
Where you just laugh so hard. Do boys do that? Where they laugh so hard that they cry at the slumber party?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, maybe.
Did you?
Yeah, I mean, we would stay up late, like,
okay.
Telling dumb jokes and stuff.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. I didn't have the early 2000s teen male experience, you know?
I mean, same for female experience for me. So
yeah.
It's hard to
But
say.
I feel like we capture teen girl slumber parties in movies a lot more than we capture teen boy slumber parties in movies. Don't you?
Yeah, probably.
Actually, that just really creeped me out, the fact that that we don't capture that the other way around.
And that we do capture it all the other way?
Yeah, that's kind of gross, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you think about it, like that people are like, oh, boy slumber party? Gross.
Boring.
Girl slumber party? Yeah.
Let's get in there. Yeah. I hate that phrasing already.
Yep, I, on that
huge
note.
Huge mistake. Anyway, slumber party recording setup. Instead of having our own microphones, we're just huddled around one microphone.
And as you can imagine, this also means we're taking a pause on our house series. We are going to have an upcoming episode with our interior designer, Lee Ann, so get excited mm-hmm. about that coming. We're going to resume where we left off last week, next week.
Yeah.
And for now, we're going to kind of catch you up on what our lives have been like the last week. We had Mother's Day.
Yep.
You want to give them the rundown?
I mean, I had a super Mother's Day. We had your mom. My mom came in the day before. Just they're doing their moving stuff, so they popped in and we said hey, and then your mom, you, and your friend JC was in town. So I had three mothers in the house.
Mm-hmm. So, and your own.
And my mom was there the day before. So. Yep. Four mothers on Mother's Day weekend, three mothers in the house for Mother's Day. So, had to whip up some breakfast, did some farmer's market the day before, and then, what did we do? We went to the plant store.
Yeah, that was fun.
That's a reliable Mother's Day hit.
Yeah, for sure. And I told Matt that. We showed up to the plant nursery. And it was Matt. Matt had the day planned. As much as you could have the day planned, because I will note Mother's Day, ever since I was pregnant with G, we spend with my best friend, JC.
Which is great. I think you guys love that.
Oh, yeah. We both love
it. It's a good friend, mom.
Yes. All three of our Mother's Days have been together. Her husband has only been there for one of them because he's a coach. Mm-hmm. And the state golf tournament always falls on Mother's Day weekend, which
and her birthday's stinks. Right around there too.
Yeah,
so it's kind of a fun thing that you guys.
It's her birthday week every time. So, anyway, it's a lot of fun, but you made as many plans as you could. You kind of had to have on the fly plans, but you had it prepared.
Yes, well, and then we were traveling the next day.
Yeah,
so there were things. There was like, should I get flowers? And I was like. It kind of feels
we're gonna be gone for 8 days
to get flowers and not even enjoy them for 24 hours.
Yeah,
so had to really wing it.
My dad, you and my dad made breakfast,
yep.
Which was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. It paired very well together because my dad did savory and you did sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think you guys planned that. I think you guys both knew you wanted to make sure that you guys handled everything. That
we took care of breakfast. Yeah. But I was like, we have a lot of bread. We should make French toast. And he was like, we have a lot of avocados. We should make avocado toast. Mm-hmm. And so we really used up a lot of bread.
Mm-hmm.
And we got rid of the eggs and everything that we needed to get rid of. So. Yeah.
And so that was lovely. And then you guys did all the cleanup and hung out with the kiddos.
Yep.
And we did heirloom portraits with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really fun. And we got some with G. We didn't get any with Rory, I realized, but it's because G wasn't cooperating, so.
Yeah. We just had to kind of.
I just want to note that I am the mom that ditches out quick on pictures if my kid's not down.
Again, we have a lot of pictures. So that's kind of given us the license to go, we don't got it today. We'll get it tomorrow or we'll get it next week or.
But I still think it is good advice unless it is a paid for portrait session.
Yes.
I think it's really good advice if you're listening and if you have anyone in your life that doesn't like having their picture taken, the best advice I can give you is keep it quick, even if it's good and bad, good or bad, and do it more frequently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On your phone. Like, make pictures this thing that's just totally painless and fast. And eventually, if you're doing it frequently, you will get some good ones.
Yeah, I think it gets everybody more accustomed to it.
Yeah.
Even kiddos, if they know, hey, it's no big deal. It's not going to be some painful event. They kind of get used to, oh, if I give them a couple good cheeses, then we'll probably get out of here. That's, right. I think, where G's gotten is. If we say cheese, she's going to fire us 2-3 quick cheeses that she smiles, like, past her ears, and her eyes can't be open. It's an insane cheese, but it's really cute. Her cheese
smile's hilarious.
It's way, like, she'll give you a natural smile for all kinds of things, but her cheese smile is next outrageous.
Level. It's next level good.
Yeah.
But
it's got its own purpose.
I just wanted to note that. Yeah, so we got a couple good ones,
yeah.
And then we definitely got good ones of my mom and I.
Yeah, those are killer.
I'm absolutely obsessed with how those turned out. If you haven't seen them, they're on my Instagram, and I did it behind the scenes on TikTok, too. That was really lovely. And we went to the plant store, and I got a truck planter. And this is going to sound so silly when I say it, but it meant a lot to me. I had asked while we were at the plant store that if on the truck, it's a terracotta truck planter, like the mm-hmm. bed of the truck you can plant in. And I told Matt, I want to write somewhere on it Mother's Day 2023 so that I remember in 20 years or whatever it is.
Yeah.
What the planter was from, and or what year. And so we got home and I totally forgot to write on it. And while we were traveling, I had the thought go through my head, oh, I need to do that. And then the truck planter came up today. And Matt said to me, he goes, oh, by the way, I hope it's okay. I just wrote Mother's Day, your Mother's Day information on the bottom of the truck. And I was so excited that you just took initiative and did that.
That was kind of my goal for Mother's Day, was to handle some of the executive function of the day.
Well, to me, that was just one of those things that I feel like typically you'd be concerned you weren't going to write on it correctly or write on it how I wanted you to.
Yeah.
And so you wouldn't do it.
That's been some of my growing for the last year, is trying to handle, just do some of it.
Yeah. Am I pretty critical, or do I not care as much as you thought I did?
Really depends on what it is.
What it is?
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
There are areas of life where it just does not pay to try and take initiative, and a lot of it you don't care.
Well, I think we're both that way.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. For me, there's no point in me taking initiative in how we're going to
automate the house.
That's literally what I was going to say. Make it a smart home. That's what I was going to say.
You're like, I went ahead and bought these. And I'd be like, oh, awesome.
Well, I've seen some TikToks of cool stuff that I'm like, if I wasn't married to Matt, I would totally order that. But because I'm married to Matt, I'm not even going to look it up.
You know what? You can send them to me.
I have.
I'll take a look.
You've never once mentioned anything I've sent to you about it.
You send a lot of videos, and I only get on TikTok like every 2 weeks. So. Yeah,
well... Anyway.
It's bad. Yeah, I get on it for like 2.5 hours between like midnight and 2:30. So it's not great for my habits.
No, no.
But it is entertaining.
We have a lot of voicemails today.
Yeah.
So I thought we could hit up some voicemail action toward the end and kind of let that be the, you know, meat of today's episode. Okay. I hate that I just used the word meat.
It's the episode
meat. We had barbecue for dinner tonight that was really good.
That made me laugh because you ate so much you did not feel great
post-dinner. Oh my gosh, I was so sick. We went to the Smoky Mountains tonight, like actually drove to Smoky Mountain National Park.
Yeah.
And kind of got an eye out because I think we're going to go hiking tomorrow. And I was viciously ill in the car. And Matt kept being like, do you need to stop? I'm like, no, I'm fine. Just turn the... Is there anybody else out there that when they start to feel sick, they just blast air conditioning on them? I'm like, maybe if I get cold enough, I'll feel okay.
I'll freeze out the sickness.
It works.
I mean, the alternative is getting hot, which... Yeah, I think that's really all you're trying to counteract is you've got the meat sweats and you're trying to cool yourself off.
The food was really good.
It was super good.
It wasn't a sick, like a bad reaction to food. It was that I ate way too much.
Yeah, they were awesome. But we got to the end of the meal and they're like, you've been saving room for dessert?
And I
was like,
said,
absolutely not.
But I thought about it because I knew they had this banana pudding that I wanted. And I was like, no, I can't do it to myself. I was like, it's okay, we'll skip. Like, I appreciate you guys. And then they brought out the banana pudding for us. And it was, oh, so good.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to be dreaming about that.
Yeah, that was quite the moment when it was like, oh, yeah, I don't think so at all.
And then Matt didn't eat any of it. G had like 3 or 4 bites. She was into it.
Yeah. But I think she was also full.
She was also very full. I had half a rack of ribs that... felt like it was
that was a big
it was the biggest half rack of ribs you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That was a 3/4 rack of ribs.
It was so good.
It was really good.
Such a fun day. You guys, if you haven't been to Eastern Tennessee, we've had so much fun.
It's been really fun. It's been really fun.
Yeah. And the Smoky Mountains are incredible.
Found a cute little hotel downtown.
Yeah.
A little walking.
Yeah, we can walk to a bunch of stuff. I don't know. We're just having a lot of fun as a family. Sometimes it's kind of fun to just remove yourself from your...
routine.
...space, you know?
Yeah.
It's nice to get away from all of your crap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just physically.
Yeah.
Physically disconnect from
like,
what's
going on. I don't have to look in the garage and go, oh man, I really need to do that. And I, that's been good for me.
Sneak around the trash bags that we got to catch up on.
Yeah, things exactly. Like
that.
Yep,
totally get that. Totally get that.
Oh boy. Anyway, okay. How do we want to, do we want to go into Greg's Reads of the Week and then voicemail it?
Sure. We should do Word of the Week, because I did have a Word of the Week last week that we just, Joe was really trying to get through the episode. She didn't feel great.
I don't remember not feeling good.
You were pushing it. It was like
I thought I
any
was just
gap,
busy.
Yeah. I don't know what was going on, but any gap you had, it was like, next segment, next segment.
I didn't know I did that, and I feel kind of bad about it.
You were podcast hustling, for
sure. I wasn't trying to.
We still went north of an hour, I think, but it wasn't much past. It was as soon as we got close, boom.
Okay. Well, on that note, this is Greg's Reads of the Week.
Greg's your dad?
Greg's my dad. We rate articles on a scale of 0 to 5, on 5 being the most anxiety, 0 being no anxiety, and it's how much anxiety the headline gives us.
Because he reads a lot of news and he sends a lot of it our way.
And Matt has a much, much better text than me to read these. Because
yeah, I just looked, again, because we're recording shoulder to shoulder in bed, I looked at your group text and it does not have the articles like previewed.
No,
my. So you just have a bunch of Apple News links.
Yeah,
that
I don't
have zero detail in them.
Why does mine not do that anymore?
I don't know what's going on with your phone.
Matt has the good stuff.
Your phone's newer than mine, so you can't blame it being old.
No. But from kidding. Other people, it works fine. So I don't know
it
about that.
It just must be in some weird
setting
status.
Thing? All right, read us a headline.
Article number 1. Ditch your spade, forget fertilizer. Listen to the weeds. Alice Fowler's Guide to Laid-Back Gardening.
0. Actually, negative 17 out of 5. This relaxes me.
Wow.
Okay? This has the opposite of anxiety in me. I hear that, and I go, yeah, forget the fertilizer. Forget? I got that. Relax gardening? Love it.
I'm already forgetting most of the gardening stuff I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. I mean, no anxiety.
He's been sending a lot of gardening articles lately.
Here for it.
Because we've been working in the garden and landscaping a lot. And I've been talking a lot about how I want to do native plant and ground cover rather than, like, I'm not trying to do a bunch of grass or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's been researching and sending me articles.
Oh, yeah. Super
it's
helpful.
It's been great. Love it. Okay. What's next?
What is infinite banking? Here's what to know about this TikTok trend.
Oh, I didn't read that one.
I didn't either. We often don't read the reads of the week.
Okay. Again?
Okay, we sometimes don't.
I
often,
usually read.
You usually do.
I read almost everything he sends us.
This was Saturday, so we were hanging out.
That doesn't really give me a ton of anxiety. Maybe like a 2 out of 5.
I was thinking a 2. Infinite banking sounds suspect.
I want to know what it is, because if it's a TikTok trend, that's the part that's really throwing me for a loop.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
It's TikTok and it's infinite banking, which is just does not feel on the up and up. Enjoy TikTok,
mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
it's not where I go for my infinite banking tips.
2 out of 5.
2 out of 5? I'll match that. Number 3. Can you be too young to invest in a Roth IRA?
0 out of 5 anxiety. The answer is no.
It's a 1 out of 5. You know, it's talking investing in Roths.
You know, anytime Dad sends us an article about Roth and Roth IRA,
uh-huh.
He did have a conversation with me in the last couple weeks because he does listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, I send you guys those kinds of articles to let you know that, hey, you know what you're doing. You're doing a good job. Whereas the whole time I've been taking a desk just in
case. Make sure you're doing the right job.
No, just in case you still don't know what a Roth IRA is after me sending you hundreds of articles over the last 5 years.
Fair.
And now that I know that, I feel affirmed every
okay,
time
great,
instead.
Great. Yeah.
What?
8
what?
Common herb gardening mistakes and how to avoid them.
0 out of 5. This was a low anxiety week.
Yeah. He was feeling chill.
I love it.
I mean, same. It's herb gardening. Should we do one more?
Yep, one more.
Opinion. America's men are in crisis and it's rooted in one big lie. It's a Fox News article.
Okay, that gives me...
Oh, there's some commentary below it that leads me to think that maybe this opinion article is something he's not agreeing with.
Yeah, the headline alone, like with no other context, not knowing the text that was included, it gives me 5 out of 5 anxiety, because if I would have thought that he was seriously sending me that about men being in crisis...
Yeah, it does seem like maybe he's... Yeah, it looks like there's some disagreement with the article.
Yeah.
So... That's comforting, at least from a...
As Matt likes to say, this is Matt's crown jewel of commentary on the world right now. And maybe it's not podcast appropriate, but I love it. It's never been harder to be a white man.
That is both true and not that dire of a statement. You know, if it's never been harder, then we should probably really think about the fact that it's still not terribly hard.
I love it when you say that. It just makes me laugh so hard.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I hope that makes sense to everybody listening.
I think Bo Burnham has an extended song on that, you know?
That's probably what we need.
Yeah, he handles things with a little more tact than us.
Yeah, we like Bo.
And he's funnier.
I think we like Bo Burnham.
And more talented.
We haven't canceled Bo Burnham, have we? I think he's hilarious.
Not yet. Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, good.
So, but... You know, never hold your heroes too high.
You're right.
So.
Okay, what's word of the week?
Word of the week, which, again, I had last week, guys.
Yeah, thank you to the people who DM me and let me know we didn't do it, because I just thought I already forgot.
Yeah, she was just trying to get done. That's how she felt about it. Nomophobia. Yeah.
N-O-M-A?
N-O-M-O.
Oh, nomophobia.
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 You know what it is?
No more fear?
How great would that be? I wish that's what it was now. No, it's the fear of or anxiety caused
by... Of having no mo?
Not having a working mobile phone or not having access to your phone.
Oh.
Nomophobia.
Oh.
It's a newer word.
Yeah, that is newer.
Because some people get anxious if they can't have their phone.
It's you.
Hey. I said some people. It's a nice, generic, open-ended, could be anybody.
I know you would think it's me.
It really isn't.
I feel like people would assume that it would be me.
Because, it's your whole gig?
Yeah. A lot of, I just feel like whenever I talk to people, that's what they think of me.
They think you have to be
And I think it has to do with my career. I don't think it has anything to do with me
for sure,
as
because
an individual.
You're putting content up. A lot.
Yeah. They're like, you're really not on your phone that much. I'm like, I hate my phone.
I've never seen anyone more comfortable with the fact that their phone's going to die. Nobody runs around with 4% battery more than you. And you're like, oh, my phone has 4%. Oh, if my phone has 4%, I'm like, I need a charger soon.
And you don't even use your phone for anything.
No. There's nothing important. But how else am I going to check fantasy baseball stats? Speaking of,
for
I should see how things are going. I mean, mid-pod.
Should we update people on fantasy baseball?
It's been a roller coaster. I don't know that anyone cares about our fantasy baseball teams, but...
We're still playing, I guess, is kind of what the update I was going to give.
Oh, yeah, but there's 20 more weeks.
Yeah.
Because fantasy baseball is the longest...
And I haven't gotten any more into it. I still don't recommend fantasy baseball the way I recommend fantasy football.
Oh.
It's way more complicated.
And we still don't watch any baseball.
No.
I really enjoy fantasy baseball, but...
How do you think we would fit watching baseball in with everything? Because we've hardly even been able to turn our TV on.
Well, I don't think watching baseball is necessarily sit down and really watch baseball. I think you just kind of pop it on, see what happens.
Well, we could start doing that.
Yeah. Now, I don't know that there's a red zone product similar to what we do for football.
Here's the thing, guys.
But they also play baseball every day.
We'll check in next week or the week after and let you know how popping it on's going. Because in my experience, when I pop something on the TV, all of a sudden Matt's eyes are glazed over. He's sitting on the end of the ottoman just wow.
Refreshing fantasy baseball while watching the baseball game.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Or just mentally calculating.
So I don't think you can pop on and do other things, but we'll see.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm willing to try.
This is just the episode where Matt gets called out for his, brain.
You know that you have a lot of... Okay, wait. I talked about how great Mother's Day was and all the sweet things we did.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice.
Yeah, but we opened the podcast by a lie that you told about your laptop.
I still stand by that. I wasn't lying.
That, okay.
It bothered you more than it bothered me how slow my computer was. I would point out that my computer was slow, and then that would really bother you.
Yes. I was like, well, if your computer's slow, it's very old. You could replace it.
Uh-huh. And I'm like, no, it's okay. I like my computer.
Okay.
See?
I complain about things I like all the time.
I complain about you. I like you.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. Never mind. Yeah. I stand corrected.
You complain about me, and you like me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can think of all kinds of... You complain about fantasy baseball all the time.
That's actually... That's like a really good point.
Your favorite thing.
My favorite thing is complaining about fantasy baseball. Actually. Yeah.
Okay, great. I'm glad that we made a full circle there.
Yeah, I guess you got me. Touche.
Yeah. Monophobia. Wait, nomophobia.
Oh, this is not a well-polished episode, guys. This is just going to be a mess.
I like it. I think that this is really fun.
Yeah, if you like the conversational nature of the podcast, this is going to be a real conversational one. No, and we are not going to edit anything.
Nomophobia.
If we do edit it, it's going to have to be really bad because it's going to require us really doing a whole song and dance to get it done.
What are you even talking about?
Nothing. The behind the scenes, the how the sausage gets made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt just understands because Matt's done so much podcast editing in his life. He knows so much about it.
No, I've watched it. Actually, it'd be really simple because we only have one mic. We'd just stop it and roll it back. But
right.
But you we're like probably to make not going to do that.
Matt wants everybody to know
this how... podcast releases like in a couple hours.
Matt works really hard.
Oh my gosh. I could do it. I just don't think we're going to. Guys. I don't believe in us. I think the moment this ends, we're going to go to bed.
Okay. We ready for some voicemails?
Voicemails. We're not going to have any of the bumper music. We're not going to have any of the normal stuff, are we?
Yeah, we will. I have all that.
Oh, you've got it? Okay.
Yeah.
I was imagining we finished this, we converted it, and we uploaded it. That was kind of what I was thinking we were doing.
No.
We're going to put... Okay. Guys, you're not even going to know. It's okay. Going to be seamless.
So for everybody listening, I feel like we need to add some context. I know that we talk about Becca all the time on the podcast, just like here mm-hmm. and there, but I mm-hmm. don't know how much Becca edits out, because let me be quite frank, I can't listen to an hour of myself.
No, I would, yeah, that's not what I want
to
do.
I die. I go back and I listen to the clips and things like that, but I just trust Becca, our editor, with my whole heart. But tonight, Becca texted me and said, guys, you were supposed to have stuff uploaded like 5 days ago. And now it's Tuesday, and it's 7 o'clock my time, so what's
happening?
And no, that's not what she said. She was like, do I need to stay up? And I said, absolutely not. Matt and I got you.
Yeah.
And by got you, we mean we're going to get ourselves because we are trouble.
Yeah, we got us.
And she normally does all of that. So that's why Matt thinks I'm not capable of putting music at the
beginning.
I
don't think you're not capable. Again, you always act like I don't think you're capable. I think you're capable of a lot. I don't think you're motivated to do all of the things.
Yeah. I juggle a lot. And on some things, I have just... stopped if other people don't do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's honestly not a good method. I'm kind of rolling back that method because I don't like where it's gotten
me. You've tried it with me a lot, and I'm not a good person to try that with.
No, it works like garbage. Absolute garbage.
Because I'll just bail on it.
Yeah, and then nobody's doing it.
Yeah, I have a bad self-destructive streak, so I will just bail on most of my life if I think someone's trying to manipulate me. I'd rather fail miserably than be manipulated.
ADHD.
Yeah, it's a little they call it pathological demand avoidance, I think. So
thing to Google.
If you relate to that feeling, maybe look up pathological demand avoidance, where you refuse to be manipulated and to the detriment of yourself.
You know something? I've never felt so seen
mm-hmm.
than when I discovered
PDA.
Yeah. PDA. No, what is it?
Public display of affection.
No, shut up. What is it?
Pathological demand avoidance.
Pathological demand avoidance.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about it first?
Yeah, I think you're the first person. What's funny is you found something, and then in therapy it got brought up.
Like a week after.
Yeah.
I discovered PDA, and I was doing research on it, and I think it's really common in the ASD spectrum, correct?
Yeah, again, ADHD, ASD, neurodiverse, typically.
And it's crazy, because I have always thought, being with Matt, that maybe I was a little nuts, that when I asked him to do something, like, I'm better off tricking him, which is funny.
Kind of. Because you better be really good at it. Because if I think you're trying to trick me, no way.
Right. But if I ask you, that's tricking you.
Yeah. Yeah. There's like a reverse psychology that goes into it.
Yeah. And Matt kind of expects people to be able to reverse psychology him.
It's not a good plan, guys. Yeah. Yeah. Again, it's something you need awareness of, and you gotta check yourself. But,
I feel it's
one of the many things in my life I'm working on.
Guys, the thing about Matt is he's really fun. Like, the most fun.
I'm glad that we have to,
I just feel like
that.
Today that we're really roasting Matt.
Yeah.
And Matt's great.
Thanks.
Kids love him.
What a weird segue.
Why?
Yeah.
I was thinking about how much G likes you better than me.
Toddlers are a good age for me.
Ooh, speaking of, bad dad.
Oh, bad dad. Oh, guys. So.
Are you going to say what I want to say?
Is it our kid's sleeping arrangement?
Oh, no.
Okay, you fire up a one. We'll do one each.
Okay.
Bad dad, mean mom.
But they're both bad dad. Mine was
That's
bad
great.
Dad.
That's fine. There's a lot of bad dad moments out there.
No, they're not.
They're good moments.
I was going to say her tanking at the farmer's market.
Oh, man, that's only one of the... Man, we could do three or four. Maybe this is the meat of the episode.
So, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
So we have a really great hotel that we're in, and it actually has a room that she can sleep in, but she sleeps in a crib at home. We haven't moved her to a big girl bed, but they have a great big girl bed option here.
I feel like this is mean mom, not bad dad.
Well, mean dad laughed at it in the middle of the night when he saw it on the monitor. So they have this day bed that has a trundle bed underneath, so the bed slides out. So it was a perfect introduction
and
mean
mom pointed out the trundle.
Well, bad dad would have not pulled the trundle out. And bad dad would have witnessed a real problem in the middle of that. Anyway, so she has not slept in a big girl bed, but this was a great... She was super tired. And you suggested pulling the trundle out so that not only was there the bed, but then there was a safe landing spot in case she rolled out of bed. And then the trundle's like 4 inches off the ground, so she could... go to the ground easily if she rolled out of bed, because she does move around a lot. Well, middle of the night, I heard some noise, checked on the monitor. She has moved around a lot. She sits up, looks a little confused, then tries to lay back down and falls from the top level down to the trundle bed in a flip. She falls and just flips.
Matt
lands.
Woke me up at 2:30 in the morning. Dying laughing.
Just laughing hysterically because she flips.
Because he knew she was okay.
Oh, yeah. She flips, does not make a noise, just lays there, goes to sleep. Totally, like she planned it that way. And she definitely did not. It looked shocking. Laid there, went to sleep. Slept there the rest of the night.
Yeah. Big girl.
It was great. She did a great job, but bad dad did laugh at her.
We might be transitioning to a big girl bed soon. That makes me kind of sad.
Yeah, yeah. All right, fire your moment out there.
I wasn't there.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were going to tell the story of her getting confident and running along the farmer's market stone wall.
Oh, yep, okay, yep. Bad dad moment number two from me. Oh, man, I got a whole... Travel has really brought a couple as well, but you could tell the chairlift story, but I'll do the farmer's market one. So she loves climbing stuff. She's that age. And so she was walking along. They have a rock wall that they have the raised beds at the farmer's market. So she was walking along the wall, and we've walked I don't know, 150 feet of wall.
It's
she's
maybe
done great.
18 inches off the ground.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not big, but she's been doing great, getting confident. She doesn't want me to stand too close. She's like, hey, I got this. Don't interfere with me. I got
and
this.
We're working to not interfere when they're doing dangerous things.
Yeah. Just
dangerous things carefully.
Yes. She's taking caution, but she got a little overconfident. And as she goes by the trash can where I can't move quickly to get her, she looks sideways and just completely misses and falls off the rock wall in slow motion, scrapes her leg up pretty good. Somebody recognized us in the farmer's market, stopped me right as she's falling. She's there crying. I'm trying to comfort her. Also meet these people and
So sorry, you know, if that was you, we love
be
you.
Be courteous. Yeah, it was a whole thing. So Dad just let her fall off a rock wall in the
you
middle of the farmer's market.
You did not let her.
Yeah, well, he didn't.
You were there.
Yeah, right after.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
Yeah.
Whenever we said it. Okay, voicemails. I'm pivoting us.
You're pivoting away from Dad fails the week.
I don't feel like they were, I don't know. The thing is, I feel like you have so few.
Yeah.
But then when we talk about them, I start to feel bad because...
Oh, they don't make me feel bad.
It makes me feel bad because you do so many fantastic things, like truly, that it makes me feel bad that everybody doesn't see, like, your whole parenting.
Oh, I feel pretty secure in my parenting, so... Wow.
Why?
Why is there an alarm right now? Oh, that's the alarm to upload the podcast. To make sure that it gets done so that people get it on time.
Okay. Voicemail. Oh, okay. Oh, Lord.
Hold.
This is Hannah, and I wanted to say thank you for your podcast. Every time I listen to it, it's like you're just kind of like hanging out with friends, so I appreciate that. My question for you is, how do you guys get over the guilt with parenting? So, like, you know, my middle child, I have three, is so stubborn, and like I lose my shit on him sometimes. Like, how do you, and I apologize and we talk about it, but then I'm immensely guilty. Or, you know, they have to go to childcare 5 days a week, and I love my job, but I am so guilty. Like, I feel so guilty for having to do that. How do you guys get over the parenting guilt? Thank you so much. I love listening to you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. And like I said, it's like talking to a friend. So thank you. Love you guys.
We love you.
Oh, thanks.
We talked about this not that long ago, I feel like. I don't know that I can super speak on this. And I think maybe Matt, you're the one to answer.
Okay.
Because I don't know that I experience mom guilt like I hear a lot of people talk about it.
Yeah, so I think first things first, I think some of that guilt is kind of a good thing. It's kind of, you're showing that you're, it kind of shows that you're engaged and you're thinking about it. That sounds really bad now that I've followed it with you saying you don't experience it. Because you do experience it, though. You absolutely experience it in certain things. You do not have, a lot of people experience almost like an existential, I would say, guilt
around their children.
I wasn't
taking it personally.
No.
It was just funny back to back.
I think you have a really balanced, you try to approach it with, and I think what everybody should be shooting for is a more realistic expectation for themselves.
Well, I think
because I can get down on myself in that I'm not doing a perfect job. You actually had a really good, what was it? You had referenced a stat once that you need to be a good example for your kids.
Oh, no, there was a study, and I can't find the article that I read anywhere. I need to do some Googling, because I bet I could find it if I really looked it up.
Maybe in next week's episode we can...
Yeah, I'll go look for it. But it was something along the lines, and this is not going to be correct, so please don't repeat this stat as fact.
Yeah.
But it was something along the lines of, for all the time your child looks to you, so... What they were talking about is times that they look to their parents for affirmation.
Yeah.
So if they're trying a new thing and they look back and you're not looking at them and you miss the moment, they only need affirmation from you. What was it? 30% of the time?
I think it might have been less than that.
Was it? It was way lower than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it was a lot less.
I'm going to say 30%, and I'll look it up and mm-hmm. share it, because I know it wasn't higher than that.
Yeah.
But it was way lower than I expected that they needed affirmation for you in order to have a healthy, strong connection with parents.
Yeah.
They needed you to be responsive to their, look for affirmation.
Yeah, which means, you know, 7 out of 10 times you might miss it, which to me was comforting. And actually, that reminds me, I saw a TikTok recently talking about there's kind of this thought that we have so much to do with our children's development, and we do, but it's more of a threshold that if they're getting enough engagement from us, it's not more and more and more and more and more engagement will make them a superhuman. It's that you don't want them to have less than that. And 99% of people are probably getting enough for that engagement, you know? Especially if you're thinking about it and worrying about it.
I don't know about 99%, or we'd live in a better world, but I hear what you're saying.
Yes, but a lot of your development is not from your parents. Right. It's from... And like by the time age 7, most of your interactions and things that shape you are outside of your relationship with your parents. It's mm-hmm. what goes on in the world and with friends and at school and all these other situations that are much more uncontrolled than your home life.
Right.
And we really try and control that home life, but it's not the exposure that our kids get to the most part.
And I think sometimes just focusing for me whenever I feel like maybe I haven't spent enough time or... things aren't organized enough, or whatever it is that I feel guilty about, really focusing on, am I providing an environment that my kids feel safe mm-hmm. and loved? Like, that's the bottom line for me. And if both of those things are fulfilled, beyond that, I feel like I kind of have to let it go, because they're only little for so long, and we're juggling so many things when they're little. And there really is no parent out there that I've met, and I'm sure that there is an exception to that, but very few that aren't juggling a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's just part of the human experience. And I think culturally we put so much pressure on moms to be able to carry it all, and you can't. Realistically, you just can't. And so take that expectation away for yourself and, you know, let it go. It's so much easier said than done.
And I think as your kids get older, it's good for them to see that their parent isn't infallible. You know, that's something that I know I kind of want to, not to show them that their parent is a total disaster, but just be like, hey, it's okay to not have it all figured out. I don't have it all figured out. I'm just trying my best. So we're going to try our best.
Yeah. We're nailing disaster. Let's reel it in.
Yeah. Disaster. What a disaster.
No,
was
we're
was
not trying disasters to pack. Oh boy, that's
my goodness,
true.
Talking about travel.
Yeah, we it was crazy.
And I got some mystery stomach bug the night before we were packing, so it took me like 3 times as long because I felt like I was gonna die.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was bad news. Okay, another voicemail. By the way, thank you for calling in, and thank you for the question.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe and Matt. My name is Raven. I live in Kentucky. I think I've told Matt this before, just through Instagram DMs, but I really appreciate that when you guys had G and R, your platform didn't switch solely to what life was like as parents. You know, you guys touch on that and you talk about that, but you're still your own individual people too. And I really appreciate that because, I've checked out of other influencers before with that kind of mentality, that have that mentality when they have kids. So I appreciate that you guys are still relevant to me. I wanted to say that grilled cheese is really good to start teaching young kiddos to how to cook. Me and my dad always cooked grilled cheese when I was younger, so that may be helpful with teaching G to cook. And lastly, I just want to ask you guys a little bit of a fun question, too. What is your Enneagram type? I'm a Enneagram type 1, which is like a perfectionist. And my husband is an Enneagram type 4, which is a big feeler. So has all the feelings. So we kind of butt heads, but also work really well that way. All right. Thanks. Love you guys.
We love you. Aww. I love that everybody's telling us that they love us because I love them.
And because you love affirmation.
I do. I love words of affirmation.
And you married me and I'm not good at affirmation. So it's good to get it where you can get it.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, wait. First part was talking about the platforms. And I wanted to know, like, kind of having kids and transitioning to parenting and all of that. And I wanted to note one, thank you for noticing and pointing that out. I have no problem with where other parents take their content. And no. I completely understand how your content can switch over to being a parent because it is such an absorbing experience. Well,
it's the biggest thing going on in your life almost every time.
100%.
It's a whole person that is dependent on you completely.
Right. But the thing for me personally, and I just want to note this for anybody listening, the reason that our content didn't shift solely over to parenting, although I do share quite a bit of motherhood, I just didn't have a comfort level with sharing. I wanted to share my experience, not my kids' experiences. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really hard to do with social media.
Yeah.
And so that's what I wanted, and that's where we are, and I'm trying my best and learning as I go. And
well, I mean, when such a large part of your time is being a parent or parenting while working or it's balancing parenting with the rest of your life. It makes sense that it's a lot easier to share a lot of the parenting side. And we do try to show that we're also people outside of that. We also, again, try to remain not make parenting our entire identity outside of social media. Because I think it's really easy to get tied into that. And then 5 years goes by and you go,
who am I?
Whoa, what do I do when I'm not with my kids? And I mean, we've only had 2 years. I mean, I can see it happening to myself at times, and then you have to try and rebalance, and it's okay. It's natural, but
grilled cheese note. Love that.
Really love that. Cause it's got great, it's low risk to me, but I can definitely see that the utensil, like using a spatula, that would be a really good one.
Yeah.
And you could scale it down to smaller and lighter grilled cheese. Like, yeah. Love it. I'm already thinking that.
We're going to use that tip.
Chamber.
And then lastly, Enneagram. We haven't talked about Enneagram on the podcast.
I'm kind of shocked we haven't covered that at some
point. We're big Enneagram lovers. We're going to start with Greg's Enneagram because you guys love Greg. Uh-huh. My dad is also a one. I'm only noting that because she said she's a one.
Yeah.
My dad is a one, the perfectionist.
Mm-hmm.
And then I am a three, wing four, the achiever. And Matt is a nine, wing one.
And what is the, I mean, the nine is the peacemaker, but.
Yep. And then my mom's a nine, wing eight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I'm telling my parents, but.
Yeah, you started with your dad's.
It's because she said one.
Got it.
And then my brain was there. And I was like, my dad's a one.
My dad's the onest one of the ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a
one wing
free
one.
Free flying one.
Yeah.
And so I was just thinking about them. But then since I pointed out dads, I wanted to point out moms.
Might as well.
You know, and my sister's a nine wing one like Matt.
Yep.
And my other sister's a six. My sisters and I actually are the triangle.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Three, six, and nine.
Yeah. And so we become one another when we're healthy and unhealthy. And it's very, very interesting how all the dynamics work.
Well, that's kind of the fun part of us being a three and a nine is it's not one of the ones they say is super compatible.
They're all compatible if they're healthy.
Yes, that is a good point. Usually, again, that is a lot of times where people get mixed up in Enneagram is they reflect on where they are and maybe not what their natural inclination is. So if they're not healthy or if they're really healthy, they can reflect like the kind of average personality of one of the other numbers.
If you don't know what the Enneagram is, it's a personality test. It divides people into nine different categories.
Mm-hmm. And you've got, if you're familiar with Myers-Briggs or some of the other ones, your star signs.
No.
Little more based than your star signs.
Yeah, but it's interesting.
Yeah.
And I enjoy the Enneagram. We've used it a lot.
It's been a really good tool. But again, I think the thing we always try to focus on is not using the Enneagram as like, this is how I am and this is what I do, because you can always grow. You can grow your wings. You can grow outside of your number. But it is a great tool to look at kind of your base instinct, so to speak, is how do you react in a...
Matt's family's really interesting because his dad is a 5,
mm-hmm.
the investigator.
Yeah.
And his brother is a 5, I believe, the investigator. And then your mom is a 6, wing 5.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a lot of 5 and 6 energy in your house.
A lot of investigations. No. But yes, just a very analytical folk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very analytical. And I always thought that was really interesting.
It's a 9 on vibes folk.
Yeah. They don't know what to do with me.
Yeah. It's a good balance.
It is.
You bring levity to the analytical crew.
Yeah. I love your family.
You bring the feels to the thoughts.
They're so much fun.
Yeah.
They're watching our dogs right now.
We sprung that on them. Speaking of more travel planning that we did poorly.
Yeah.
Got the week of and went, what are we going to do with our dogs? Which we have a great team of people around us.
We're normally really good. We just weren't nailing it this week.
Yeah.
Things got moving too quickly, you know? Life sometimes just gets moving on you. And then all of a sudden, more and more, I don't know. Okay, don't mind me. We have another voicemail, guys. Don't worry. Last voicemail of today. Are we ready? Yeah.
Hi, Joe and Matt. My name's Ryan from South Park, Colorado. I'm an avid listener of the podcast. I'm really enjoying all of the gardening content lately. I'm trying to get my garden bed started for the year, but it's currently snowing in Colorado, so I'm going to have to wait a little bit longer. I'm also really enjoying all the house podcasts lately. My husband and I are about to start a huge addition on our house, and we're going to be doing a lot of the work ourselves. We're also hoping to start a family soon, and I feel like those timelines are probably going to overlap. So I guess I'm just wondering if you guys have any tips or tricks on how to manage the chaos of building a house, starting a family, and just keeping a strong relationship through it all. Thanks, guys.
Hi, Ryan. We're going to Colorado in July.
Yeah.
As a side note, just because. But it's still snowing there. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm sure in parts of Colorado it probably snows a lot of the year, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you can get snow. It's probably, it's not a snowy season, but it'll pop in and out.
I hope that you get to be garden girly soon, and I've been enjoying my landscaping era very much.
We're sneaking kind of on the hot part of the year, so.
Yeah, we are. But anyway, renovations with family planning, wild. It is a wild time.
I was going to say, you're really signing up for a stress test of everything.
My best advice is strap in and just kind of be ready for anything.
Yeah.
And I think the best thing you can do while being ready for anything is let yourself be kind of loosey-goosey. Don't make any too rigid of plans.
Yeah. And the more you can, without knowing the details of what you're planning on doing, the more you can get it separated and have areas finished that you can rely on, so to speak. So that was one of the things that we ended up not, like, the reason we kept our house was because we realized we were going to need a place to go reliably, as opposed to working on a house that we were living in. So the more you can get sections done, mm-hmm. and move them off and segment them, I think the happier you will be.
And I would say my best relationship advice and keeping a strong relationship through all those things is to remember that both of you guys are working toward the same end goal and communicate.
Yeah, and both of you are going to be frustrated. So the more you can just say, hey, I'm experiencing this issue, and it's not about you, it's about all of the things.
I just think there's a lot of feelings of dysregulation
mm-hmm.
in doing a renovation, starting a family. It's... changing a lot of things about your foundation and your footing all at once. And it can be really beautiful, and it's great things that you're doing, it sounds like, but it can definitely dysregulate where you are. And just being honest and open about that is so important, because a lot of times those feelings can leave you reactive rather than responsive.
Yeah. Well, you're just, when you're dysregulated, then all of a sudden you're thrown something from your partner and you just go off the handle about it. And especially if you're doing a lot of stuff yourself, and assuming you're not a professional full-time carpenter, you know, or a, you know,
you don't
trades,
know.
Maybe you are, and this is going to be just smooth sailing for you, which I'm so pumped for you. But, you know, maybe you are trying grout for the first time and it doesn't go well. And then all of a sudden, you know, your partner needs something. That would be a time that I can easily see me being an asshole. and it's not about them. It's about the grout that I screwed up and I hate myself for. So it's those kind of things that you're going to run into, possibly. Again, maybe you're awesome.
Maybe you're so regulated.
Yeah, maybe you're way better than us, and that's awesome, and you should have a podcast. We shouldn't. But, yeah, you just try and communicate that and go, hey, I'm really upset about the grout, and sorry that this is where it's at. I find myself doing a lot when I'm dysregulated, just trying to go, hey, it's not about you. It's about the weird thing that I'm upset about, or the normal thing that I'm upset about reasonably. So happens with kids a lot. You go, hey, you know, our kid's just really tough today. And that's got me feeling away.
For sure. I was also going to note that if you're planning to do a lot of the work yourself, make sure that your partner understands that if you are trying to get pregnant and you do get pregnant, you may not feel good. I know that that sounds kind of silly, but I think that a lot of
the level of how not good you feel, too.
There's a big misnomer of like morning sickness that, oh, they're going to get sick in the morning and then they'll be fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's just a lot of not well communicated parts of pregnancy. And honestly, we don't even need to talk about this, because I'm manifesting for you that you're going to get pregnant right when you want to.
And you're going to feel great. It's going to make you feel better. People that way.
Yeah. You're going to feel better than you've ever felt before your entire pregnancy. You're going to feel like superwoman.
It's going to balance your hormones. You're going to be stronger, faster, prettier, mentally clearer. Better looking.
Everything about you. That's what's going to happen. So you don't really need any of this
advice. I wouldn't
worry
about it.
But this is for anybody else listening, not for you. I would be really clear about that to your partner and make sure that your partner understands that that can happen, because I think that threw you for a major loop.
Yeah. Make sure they understand the full definition of fatigue.
Yeah.
And what that looks like and how debilitating that can be, because you had severe fatigue.
And Matt was really, really supportive. And it doesn't, so supportive.
And sleep doesn't fix it. Like that is kind of the wild thing about that pregnancy tiredness, is you could sleep 22 hours a day, and those 2 hours you were awake, you would be wiped out.
It was horrible. And you were really supportive, but I think it was really jarring to you too. Like, you never made me feel bad for being fatigued, and you tried to get things done around the house, but I don't think you were prepared for how much was suddenly going to be on your plate.
No, and yours was long. Yours was longer than typical. So you had 20, 22, 24 weeks of being really tired and sick.
Second time around, we were way more ready for it.
Yes. And again, that is really long for most people, but it can
happen.
Again,
none of this is going to happen to you. You're going to feel great. You're going to be bigger, stronger, faster, prettier.
Yeah.
You're for sure going to be bigger.
Yeah, that's kind of the idea of what's happening.
No, I just wanted to note that, because I think that we were juggling the renovation and my first pregnancy at the same time. We bought the house when I was 14 weeks pregnant.
Yeah.
And I thought I was about to start feeling better, because that's around the time people start to feel better. And it was months before I felt better. And it really made it hard. Our normal systems that we had kind of put into place in our relationship and how our household ran weren't working.
Yeah.
And so that was tough.
But again, the more you can prepare for it, the more you think about it, the less these things tend to affect you. If you're just ready for the reality and you're adaptable, that tends to be how we handle our entire lives.
I think once a baby gets here, pending having something like colic or something wrong, mm-hmm. the newborn phase, those first 2 to 4 weeks, be prepared to not work on your addition at all or even look at it. Just focus on your baby. Enjoy that time. And then after that, there's a pretty good chunk of time where they're just along for the ride. You can baby wear and do a lot of things. It honestly is harder as they get more active, I think.
Yeah. You're going to have kind of a window, and that's kind of where we are with him right now.
And there are exceptions to that, but you don't have to worry about that, because not only are you going to have the best pregnancy and at the perfect time that you want,
yeah,
you're also going to have the easiest newborn baby.
Well, I mean, we're talking about a couple of superhumans having a superhuman baby.
Of course.
It's going to get all the good genes, none of the bad ones.
Yeah. So perfect sleeper. It's all, everything's going to be great. Yeah. You know.
So excited for you.
Yeah, me too.
I'm excited for the human race.
Yeah. Thank goodness you're reproducing. That's all I'm saying.
I hope this isn't coming off as sarcastic. The more I'm hearing it, the more I'm like, this is meant to be funny and not.
Well, it's not even meant to be funny.
You seem
this
great.
This is something my best friend Brittany did
my
entire pregnancy. We were pregnant at the same time. And then she had a pretty tough, not a bad birth experience, but just.
Challenging.
Yeah, her recovery was really hard. And so for the 5 or 6 months after her daughter was born and I was still pregnant, she would say these things to me. Mm-hmm. She was helping me prepare. She's like, this is...
what happened to me?
Well, no. Like, she was organizing my closet and everything and helping me get my postpartum bag ready. And she's like, this is for this is for after you give birth. But you're not going to need it because you're not going to have any tearing. So don't worry. But it's I'm going to put it here, but you're not going to need it.
You're going to be glad you did it, but you're not going to need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she talked to me like that the entire pregnancy. And I loved it. It was it was so much fun. And so many of the things that she said to me actually ended up being that way for me. So I was like, I think it was because of Brittany just speaking it into me that none of that... was gonna be my experience.
Yeah, we're manifesting for you.
And she's pregnant with her second right now, and so I've been doing the same thing. I'm like, but you're not gonna need that this time. She's like, that's right, I'm not. It's gonna be great. Oh, you just kind of have to take the cards you're dealt.
Yep. So hopefully you appreciate that, and if not, sorry
that our jokes aren't funny. All right. Well, on that note, guys, we are going to be out of here. I'm not going to go straight to bed, though. I am going to at least give us some intro.
Yeah. Yeah. We're gonna just gently edit this and throw it online.
Some intro, some exit. And next week, we'll be back to talk more about renovation and tell you about the rest of our home process.
Yep.
And we love y'all. Subscribe, rate, review, do all the things that you do. Yeah. And
tell 20 of your best friends. Have them tell 20 of theirs.
Love y'all. Bye.
Bye.